Jimenez slid into an empty spot at the pale stone bar and caught sight of the clearest, happiest eyes he'd ever seen, a shade lighter than the man's tousled brown mop above. A dimple quirked at the side of his full lips, mesmerizing Jimenez. The loud voices behind him slid away, and for a moment it was quiet in his mind. Jimenez flinched when his shoulder was jostled and the spell broke.
"Hey, you okay, buddy? First time? What can I pour for you?"
Jimenez blinked, realizing the tall bartender was speaking to him. The man's smiling eyes crinkled at the corners of his bronzed face. Jimenez swallowed and he ducked his chin, trying not to stare again, trying to hide his hot cheeks. He'd never been so close to such a handsome man.
"Did you want a drink?"
The bartender quirked an eyebrow.
Yes. Whiskey, neat.
His voice came out gruffer than he expected.
"Bourbon, scotch, rye?"
"Surprise me."
"Coming right up."
The bartender raised a tentacle in greeting, calling out to another patron. Oh, God, the man was a pod. Of course he was, in a joint named the Clockwork Kraken. Who better to tend the bar than a tentacled man? The bartender's four muscular tentacles and two arms mixed drinks, wiped the bar, and took payments all at once. Jimenez hadn't seen a pod since. Pods were remnants, modified humans left over from one of Earth's attempts at colonizing planets by designing genetically hybridized humans suited to their environment. The pods settled on water-heavy Seelos and built its artificial satellite ring of medtech labs. The colony prospered, creating pharmaceuticals, alloys, and other mechanical forms that needed low grav for manufacturing. Turns out six appendages are more efficient than two when you factor in their aptitude for liquids and anti-gravity.
"Never seen anyone like me before, have you, Spacer?"
A smooth, sinuous tentacle spun his glass of whiskey onto the stone bar.